As President Bush's motorcade pulled away from the Capitol, talk in the Senate shifted from immigration to a massive new energy bill that's just hit the chamber's floor. It's been just 2 years since the last big energy bill, but there have been two major developments since then. Gasoline prices have soared, and Democrats have taken over Congress. NPR's David Welnup has that story.
If you thought the immigration bill was contentious, brace yourself for the new energy bill. Here's Connecticut's Joe Lieberman, the self-styled independent Democrat.
Our nation just watched the Senate unfortunately grind itself into gridlock over the comprehensive immigration bill. Let's not turn that show into a double feature with stalemate over energy security legislation as well. Certainly not as prices soar and American consumers sour.
Still, this energy bill is largely what Senate Democrats failed to get included in the last Republican-drafted energy bill. Washington Democrat Maria Cantwell dismissed that other bill as a sop to the oil companies.
The next chapter in America's energy story needs to be less about record oil profits and more about how we're going to help the American consumer keep energy dollars here in America and grow the American economy.
So Democrats are once again proposing that 15% of electricity be generated by clean sources such as wind power. Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander said that's fine, except windmills are not what his state needs.
That would raise our taxes, it would raise our electric rates, it would run away jobs, and it would ruin our mountaintops. And that's not the kind of choice that we like to have.
President Bush has yet to comment on the new energy bill, but Minority Leader Mitch McConnell made clear Republicans will try to change it.
It unfortunately doesn't do anything, at least the bill it was called up, doesn't do anything to address expanded production domestically. And number two, won't do a single solitary thing to lower gas prices.
That may well be so, at least in the short term. But as Colorado Democrat Ken Salazar pointed out, the bill does call for far more homegrown renewable fuel production.
It dramatically increases production and use of biofuels. The bill will quintuple the existing renewable fuel standard to 36 billion gallons by 2022, 21 billion of which must be advanced biofuels such as cellulosic ethanol. That's more than enough to offset our imports from Saudi Arabia, Iraq, and Libya combined.
By far, the bill's most controversial provision is a proposal to raise average mileage standards for light trucks, SUVs, and cars by 10 miles a gallon to 35 over the next 10 years. California Democrat Dianne Feinstein calls it a win for consumers.
In the long term, a key to reducing gas prices is to reduce demand for gasoline. And by increasing fuel efficiency, we can reduce consumption and thereby reduce demand.
But Charles Torito of the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers gives it a thumbs down.
We don't think that the standards put forth in this legislation are either achievable, attainable, or technologically feasible.
Democrats from car-making states like Michigan agree, further clouding the energy bill's prospects. David Welnup, NPR News, the Capitol.